We continue our learning Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov Mifidich Hoseleo. We're in Nedar and Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah is going to have a list of types of Nedarim where you gave a full Lashon of a Neder. You had the whole thing. You said the proper text. The only thing is the Neder is not going to be Chal, is not going to be effective because as the Kahati writes in his introduction, Shepiv v'libo shel ha-Noder enam shavim. The math literally in the heart of the person making the Neder are not the same, are not equal. Meaning he's saying something, but it's motivated by another consideration. That's why he took a neder, and he didn't really have in mind for the neder to take effect at all, and we'll see several examples of this. So, arba'a nedarim hitiru chacham, the chachamim permitted four nedarim. You don't even need a hataras nedarim for them, because the nedarim don't take effect at all. What are they? Nidre zeruzin. The first is where a person takes a neder like zeruz, to do something with alacrity, to encourage someone, to urge someone. We'll see that it's using, making a neder to bargain with someone, and that our Mishnah will discuss. V'nidrei Havai, that we'll discuss in the next Mishnah. Nidarim, which are exaggerated, hyperbole. V'nidrei Shgagos, where a person makes a neder and it was shogeg, it was a mistake. V'nidrei Onsin, where the neder is because it's conditions that were unavoidable, as we will see as well. So none of these nidarim will be chal, and since they won't take effect, you don't need to do hataras nidarim. So nidrei Zerizin Ketzad. Ask the Mishnah, what's an example of nidrei Zerizin where the neder, a neder was articulated, but it does not take effect. Let's say Reuven is selling an object. V'amar and says to Shimon, who's the buyer, Konam, this is what Reuven says, Konam, I take an einim is going to be ushered to me as a korban, I take a neder, she'eni poches lach min asela, that I am not going to lower the price more than a sela. You're telling me at least a sela. Sela is 4 din or 4 zuz. I'm not taking less than 4 zuz for this object I'm selling you. And guess what? If I do, pizza, let's say, is going to be ushered to me. Konam, pizza is ushered to me if I charge you less than a sela, if you pay me less than a sela. The halo, Mayor, you know what Shimon said back? Konam, I am going to prohibit pizza upon me, or I don't know, donuts upon myself. Jaini Mosif Loch ala Shekel. I'm not paying you more than a shekel. Shekel is a half a sela. That's 2 zuz. That's 2 dinar. So says the Mishnah, Shneim Rotzin B'shlosha Dinarim. This is really just for bargaining purposes. They both really are willing to accept 3 dinar. The seller is willing to accept 3 dinar, even though he says, I'm not going to accept less than 4. And the buyer is willing to pay 3 dinar, even though he says, I'm not paying you more than 2. And therefore, this neder that each one takes upon himself, this one to prohibit pizza, this one to prohibit donuts, if they end up, if the sale goes for 3 dinar, the neder is not chal. They don't prohibit anything upon themselves, even though 3 dinar is not what they made a neder that they wouldn't pay or charge 3 dinar. So that is an example of nidrei Zerizin. There is some debate amongst the Rishonim. Let's say, so it looks like a compromise of 3 dinar is agreed upon. And that's something that we assume, and this was complete just to urge someone and to bargain with them, and didn't really have in mind to take a neder if it ends up being 3 instead of 4, ends up being 3 instead of 2. But let's say it ends up being less than 2. Will we say now the seller certainly I wasn't willing to accept that, or less than 3, whatever it may be? So that's some debate whether is it only 3 that they agree upon. Would you say that no matter what it's sold for, there the neder is not chal? So they were shown in debate that very issue. So then the Mishnah says, Shnei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Af Harotze LaHadiras Chaveru Sheyochal Etzlo. Another example of Nidrei Zerizin is where a person wants his friend to eat a meal by him. The Gemara explains on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis that there's something missing in the Mishnah, Chisura Mechasra, and we have to add that in. Then we'll understand what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is saying. The Mishnah has the following statement. Harotze sheyochal etzlo chavero. Person wants his friend to eat by him. Umisarev bo. And the friend refuses. Umadiro or misare, or actually he refuses, but he urges him to come along. Umadiro. Nidrezer umadiro. And he makes a neder. We'll give an example in a moment. So says the Mishnah, Nidrei Zerizin, who? That's an example of Nidrei Zerizin. So what's the case? Let's talk about Reuven and Shimon again. Reuven wants Shimon to eat with him, to eat a meal with him, come for a Shabbos meal. Shimon is not interested. he doesn't want to accept the invitation. And as Reuven is trying to urge Shimon, Bimizari's Shimon, to change his mind, you know what Reuven does? He makes an eder. He says, you know what, Shimon, unless you accept this invitation, then guess what? If you don't, then there's going to be a neder, and Shimon is not, you cannot get any benefit from my property. All my property is also to you. So that's the introduction. It's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov who says, now we understand what this statement means. Yaakov says that this neder is also an idrei zeris, and it's also an urging neder, it's a bargaining neder. And Reuven never really had in mind that should be anything us. He just wanted to ensure that Shimon would come and eat with him and accept the invitations. And therefore, there is no prohibition of Reuven's property, Reuven's possessions on Shimon if Shimon does not accept the invitation. Then the Mishnah says, Omer, he says, not exactly what this means yet, Kol neder shani asid lidor hu batel. Any neder that I'm in the future going to take, don't take upon myself, any vow, is batel, is nullified right now. Uvilvad sheyehe zachor b'shas haneder, as long as he remembers it at the time of the neder. What does this mean? So the Gemara says also on Daf Chav Gimel that there's something missing here as well. The introduction to this is very halacha l'maisa for us when it comes to Erev Rosh Hashanah and Kol Nidre. V'harotze, this is what the Mishnah should say. V'harotze shelo yiskaimu nedarav kol hashana, a person who doesn't want his nedarim to be fulfilled all year, meaning he takes a vow and he wants to cancel them right now because he ends up taking promises during the year and he's afraid he's not going to keep them. So before the year starts, I'm going to make an announcement, a proclamation. Anytime I take a neder during this year, it should be null and void. So a person, harotze shelo yiskaimu nedarav kol hashana, Yamod b'Rosh Hashanah v'yomar, this is what the Mishnah should read. He should stand up on Rosh Hashanah and say, and now we can read from the Mishnah, Kol neder shani asid lidor hu batel. Any neder I'm going to take in the future this year should be null and void. So he wants to invalidate any vow he's going to take in the future. So he does this right now at the beginning of the year. Bar Tanur makes the point that although it says in the Gemara that was supposed to end in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, he says the following. He says, V'yamod b'Rosh Hashanah is lav davka. It's not to be taken literally. It's very nice during Rosh Hashanah. Elu adin b'chole sheyir tzeh l'chol zman sheikba. He can take this, make this proclamation at any time during the year and for as long as he likes, for more than a year even. That would also be acceptable. So here, by saying this, he basically is telling us that whatever neder he may subsequently make is no intention for anything to be usher upon himself. And obviously, a neder that doesn't have the proper kavanah, so it's not going to be binding at all. The fact they mentioned, as we said, Rosh Hashanah is something doesn't have to be, but it's certainly a good time, and that's obviously where the minhag comes from, that we have Ataras Adam and Rosh Hashanah, and Kol Nidre as well. Kol Nidre, although the Gemara speaks about standing up on Rosh Hashanah, many claim that the Kol Nidre tefillah is basically accomplishing the same thing, and we push it off to Kol Nidre because there are more people in attendance on Yom Kippur than on Rosh Hashanah, so we can cover more people, and this is what we do. We take this and it covers for the entire year. And the Mishnah then said, though, this statement, which is somewhat ambiguous, Uvelvad sheyehe zachur b'shas haneder, as long as he remembers it at the time of the neder. So what does that mean? So this is a machlokas in the Gemara. According to Rava, we read the Mishnah the way it is, Uvelvad sheyehe zachur b'shas haneder, which means that the future nedarim can only be nullified if at the time he takes that neder, he remembers this earlier statement, the proclamation, let's say he made on Rosh Hashanah, and wants to apply it to that. So let's say it's Hanukkah time, and he takes some type of neder, and he says, aha, I'm making a neder now, but I remember on Rosh Hashanah I did Ataras Nedarim, and I avoided all the Nedarim in the future, so then indeed it's null and void. But if at the time of the neder, or let's say immediately right afterwards, he doesn't remember that he invalidated all his nedarim at the beginning of the year on Rosh Hashanah, so then that cancellation, that voiding of nedarim is not applicable, and the neder will be binding. Not only that, if when he takes an eder, he remembers the, let's say that he nullified all future nedarim, but yes, I do remember what I said on Rosh Hashanah, but guess what? I have intention for this to be a real neder, that will also be binding. That's the way Rava understands. The halacha, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, based on the opinion of Abaye, where we have to amend the Mishnah. The Mishnah should not say, ulavad sheyehei zachur b'shas neder, that as long as he remembers his declaration at the time he makes an eder, he makes an eder on Chanukah, remember what I said on Rosh Hashanah, just the opposite. Ulavad shelo yehei zachur b'shas neder. What it means is, at the time of he takes the vow, he remembered that what he said on Rosh Hashanah, then an eder is a binding. It does take effect. Only if you didn't remember that you nullified everything does that nullification take effect, because that's exactly what the purpose of it was. So if I don't remember, so this is a nullification. But at the time I take an eder now, I'm thinking I took an, I made a proclamation in Rosh Hashanah, this should be null and void, then guess what? Then don't make an eder now. Obviously you have in mind the eder should be effective now, even though you made that comment on Rosh Hashanah. So different ways to learn the Mishnah, and obviously halach l'maisa, very different. Perigimel Mishnah Beis, Nidrei Havai. What are these exaggerations, these hyperbole in the Nedarim, that are also not effective? Amar konam imlo ra'isi ba derech hazeh kiyotze Mitzrayim. Here you have a person who says, you know, this food should be usher to me like a carbon if I haven't seen on this path, on this road, the number of people left Mitzrayim, 600,000 people, if I haven't seen that. So that's a lot. That's a lot of people. You really can't see all of those people in one view. Or let's say he says, this machol, this food should be offered to me like a carbon. Imlo ra'isi nachash kikaras beis habat. I haven't seen a snake that's like this, the beam that's on top of the olive press, and it had that same shape. So this also, he's obviously is exaggerating, and he doesn't really mean to say, well, this food should be usher to me if I haven't seen. You obviously haven't seen Kiyotze Mitzrayim, that number of people in one view. You obviously haven't seen a nachash that large, that wide. And therefore, you don't have one really to take to take the neder upon yourself. And the neder is not chal. That's an example of exaggeration, hyperbole, nidre havai. Nidre shkagos. What about that? That's another one. That's a shogeg. So what's an example of that? Where a person says that imachalti v'im shasisi, which means he says, this konam alai machal, this food should be usher to me like a carbon. I take a neder, a vow, that this food should be usher to me if I ate or if I drank today. So he's basically saying that he thought he fasted today. And therefore he's saying, if I ate or drank today, this should be usher to me. And he's basically announcing to everybody, you know, I fasted today. And because if I ate or drank today, then this food should be usher to me. Obviously, he doesn't have in mind to usher the food upon himself. And what happened? If it is kasha achav ashrasa, he realized, oh, I guess I forgot. I didn't fast. I actually ate something. So that was a shogeg. He didn't really want to make this food usher to himself. He just thought he didn't eat today. Or let's say he said, sha'ani ochel v'sha'ani, I say, Konam, this food should be usher to me if I eat or drink today. And basically, it's prior to the day. He plans on not eating all the whole day. He plans on fasting the whole day. Vishachach, but he forgot about his neder that he made. V'achav v'shasa. He ends up eating and drinking that day, but he didn't really want to asr any food upon himself. He really wanted to fast the whole day. So these are not nedarim. This is a shogeg, and therefore it's not an effective neder. What about this? Amar konem ishti nenes li shegon v'eskisi v'shehiksa v'hivshekitsa esbini. What do you say? You know, I Kona, my wife is not, shouldn't get any benefit from me. You know why? Because she stole my wallet and she hit my son, and therefore she's not getting a hana from me. And he Venoda, but he found out she never hit your son. And she never stole anything. She didn't steal your wallet. So the neder is not an eder. Why? Because it's an eder b'shkaga. What about the following? Ra'osan ochlim teinim. You see these people, oh my gosh, you're looking at a distance. People are eating these figs from your tree, from your pile. I can't believe these strangers are walking into my backyard. Va'amani says, hare alechem karban. You know what? These teinim, these figs are us to you like a karban. Making an edu, you can't get enough from these figs. V'nimtzu aviv ve'echava, awkward. And you find, what happened? You didn't recognize them. It's the guy's father, or it's his brother's. And you never would have had an eder. You're happy for them to eat the figs. You just, it was a complete mistake. So these are examples where the neder obviously is not going to be chal. Another example of a shogeg. And then the Mishnah says, v'hayu imahen acherim. And there were other people with the father and the brothers. So, and some have the gerus, so not v'hayu, but hayu imahen acherim. And Gemara explains that the Mishnah is starting something new here. Meaning when it says, v'nimtzu aviv ve'echav, we found out that the people eating the figs, upon who we made the neder is really his father and his brothers. Let's say, so we said, therefore it's a neder bishkaga, and the neder is not a neder. What if there are other people there? Beishamai omrim hein mutarim, umash imahen asurin, meaning the father and the brothers are allowed to eat the te'enim because regarding them, with respect to them, the neder is not chal, because he did not have in mind, obviously, to make a neder that the te'enim should be ushered to his father or his brothers. So that's a neder shogeg. But umash imahen asurin, but others who were with them were eating from the figs, he wanted to have them in mind, and the neder is chal on them, says Beishamai. No. Since it's what we call neder shehutar hutar miktsaso hutar kulo, once a neder partially is now hutar, is permitted, is no longer effective, so the whole thing is not effective. Since the neder is batel regarding his father and his brothers, is batel also lagabi the acherim, the others who were with them as well.